Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored, and I pray that you are as well. It's such an honor to be with you this beautiful Sunday morning, giving God the glory and giving him the praise. I thank God just for allowing me to be here and share some words with you. And to you, Brother Slade, keep doing the awesome work that you're doing for God's kingdom and his glory. You are touching lives, inspiring souls, and bringing people back to the vision which God has originally designed for them, and that is greatness, power, victory, and authority. So keep up the great work. God, to God be the glory. I'm going to bring a message this morning. I don't have a lot of time. I'm going to try to bring it in the short amount of time that I have. The message won't be long, but I tell you, it will be strong. So get ready for it. Bow your heads and pray if you will. Eternal wise God, we give you the glory and we give you the praise. We thank you for what you are about to do and what you have been doing. Father, we give you our complete mind, our heart, our body, and our soul, that your word might resonate with our spirit. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, you would be right in the midst. And so right here and right now, allow this message to come forth to those to whom it was intended, that you might be able to bless them, that they will have an open heart, an open mind to receive it in Jesus' name. And together we say amen. My family, mediocrity has become the order of the day. Mediocrity has become the order of the day. Limitations have become our daily agenda. Did you hear what I said? I said limitations have become our daily agenda. We have found ourselves only doing what man has said is within our boundaries. Because some of us don't have a standard education, we feel we can't go back to school. Because diabetes may run in our family, we feel or we find ourselves plagued with the idea that we are bound and destined to be a diabetic. Because we have never been an entrepreneur or a business owner, we remain stuck on our job for decades, living miserable and struggling lives. We have bought into this theory perpetuated by negative people and satanic thinking that we can only do what man and the world have told us we can do. Because of such a thinking, we don't think higher than what is in front of us. I'm going to say that again. We don't think higher than what is in front of us. Yet there's a whole world out there ready to be conquered. There's a dream job just waiting for you. There's a book waiting to be written by you and ready to be read by others who want to hear your story and be touched by your testimony. There's a business waiting to be started by you. Even though you don't have a business degree from Harvard, you never went to Wharton School of Business, and never created a prospector's business plan, there is a patient family waiting for you to get your LVN license or your RN license to give them the love, care, patience, and understanding they have been longing for all the days of their lives. Yes, there is a client waiting for you to represent them as an attorney to bring justice to the brokenhearted. Yet somehow we have allowed the world to stop us in our tracks. We see ourselves as ordinary beings. We look at our talent and gift through the eyes of men and women by those eyes, and we only see what is possible. When we don't have the money to open up our business, we conclude it's not possible. When the resources are not available to go back to school to get our degree, our eyes tell us it's not possible. When we have prayed, tithed, and literally begged God to intervene in our affairs, and we have not seen progress, we conclude it's not possible. But today, I want to dispel that myth. Today, I want to dispel that kind of thinking. Today, I want to bust up that kind of mentality. To the saints of God, to the men and women who are followers of Christ, I want you to know that what is impossible for man is possible for God. Beloved, our text this morning comes out of the book of Luke, the 18th chapter and the 27th verse. It says in this powerful, powerful verse, where men and women are startled and arrested by the powerful and persuasive words of Jesus the Christ, he says these words, in short, what is impossible for man is possible for God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearers of his word. What is impossible for man is possible for God. What man has deemed to be impossible, God has declared it to be possible. When it looks like it is impossible to forgive someone who has done you wrong, God is letting you know it is possible to forgive. When you are told by the doctor that your healing is impossible, with God, your healing is not only possible, but inevitable. My family, if I were to use as a theme, as a theme or a message to talk to you this morning, my message would be, God wants to do the impossible through you. God wants to do the impossible through you. Beloved, When God created the heavens and the earth, it was a powerful and marvelous and grandiose thing. When God screwed the stars into the sockets of eternity, what a stupendous sight it was to behold. When God created the sun to rule by day and the moon to rule by night, so that the waters would not overrun the earth, what an aesthetic beauty to witness. But when God made man, he said man was not just good, but very good. So when God made man, he destroyed impossibility. When God made man, he destroyed impossibility. You and I were created from the God of creation. He created us out of his image and right after his likeness. So whatever we set our mind to do in life, it will be done. It will be done not because it is our will, but it will be done because it is the will of God. You and I were created to manifest the glory and presence of his creation. That is why whatever task is set before us, we have to take on that task and do it so well that the world will marvel at what we do. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, to go on out and sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweep streets like Beethoven composed music, sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry, sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. He said, if you can't be a pine on the top of a hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little shrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, then just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, then be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. My friends, what is impossible for man to accomplish, it is possible for God to establish. God wants to accomplish the impossible through you. He wants to manifest his power and his glory through you. I know the world has said that it is not possible to have a black president in the United States in the age of racism, but Barack Obama said, with God, all things are possible, and he became the first black president of the United States. In the eyes of man, we could not see it possible, but in the eyes of God, it was possible. Don't limit yourself by what the world says. Rise up to the level of what God says. If God said it, then he will do it. If God gave you that desire to start your business, he will make sure you will complete it. It's possible. If God told you to open that daycare, do it. It's possible. If God declared your healing, despite what the doctor reports say, decree it into existence and know that it's possible. A healing is on its way. My family, you were not born into the world to play it small or safe, but to live large and live big. You did not come into the world to do an ordinary thing. You came into the world to do an extraordinary thing. You are not an ordinary individual. You are an extraordinary individual. You did not come into the world just to be a light, but to light up the world. What is impossible to man does not mean it is impossible for you. God is in the business of destroying impossibility. You are an ambassador, as Paul would say, for God. So nothing is impossible when God is in you. God wants to use you to do the impossibility. Now, there are three principles I want you to hold on to as you go out in life to do the impossible. Principle number one, you got to have the mind of Christ. If you are going to do the impossible, you must have the mindset of Christ. Your mindset must be one of victory and not defeat. It must be one of power and not of weakness. The Apostle Paul said, let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you. The Bible says, great is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Before you take on the task, ask yourself the question, do I have the mind of Christ to do this task? Are my thoughts in alignment with the thoughts of Christ? In Isaiah 55:11, Isaiah makes it clear that my word or thoughts will go forth and will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent. What is impossible for man? Oh my goodness, is pregnant with the possibility for God. Point two, you got to have strong faith and belief. If you're going to do the impossible, you must have unshakable and immovable faith and faith in God in you and the task that is before you. This means no equivocation, no second guessing, no doubting. You have to know that what you are doing is possible, even when your friends are telling you it's not possible. Your faith cannot waver. It must be strong and sturdy. No disappointment can stop you. No rejection can sadden you. No support can disengage you. Your faith and unbelief, your faith and belief must give you the mustard to keep moving on, even when it does not appear that it is impossible for your dream to become a reality. You must continue to have faith and believe it, that it is possible. The woman with the issue of blood in the Bible had a sickness for 12 long years, but she heard that Jesus was passing by and knew that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she would be made whole. It would be possible for a healing to take place. After she touched the hem of Jesus's garment, Jesus turned around and said, "Woman, your faith has made you whole." In other words, it was your faith that destroyed impossibility. We have got to believe that whatever we're doing, it is possible. Whatever dream God has placed in our hearts, it is possible to accomplish. In Mark 9:23 and 25, Jesus reminds us that everything is possible for those who believe. Yet all too many of us listen to others and we allow doubt and unbelief to take root in our faith. In our limiting belief, we have taken on the doubter of scripture that says, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." So often when Jesus did a healing, he would often ask the question, "Do you believe? Do you believe this healing can happen to you? Do you believe your debt is canceled? Do you believe the perfect spouse or soulmate is heading your way? Do you believe that raise is coming on your job? Do you believe your enemy will be placed underneath your feet?" If you believe it, then it is possible. And once the healing takes place, once the healing goes into effect, your body, your faith is what is the thing that makes you whole. So faith and belief destroys impossibility. And then finally, authority. If you're going to destroy impossibility, you got to know that you have the authority to do it. That authority means that you have the Christ in you. Christ in you gives you the ability to destroy the impossibility. No believer in Christ should feel they are limited to greatness in this world. You are not. Like Jesus, you are not an exception to the rule, but an example of that rule, of what God can do through you if you just let him use you. This authority you have to destroy. This authority gives you the ability to destroy the impossible that can be found. And where can that power, where can that authority be found? It can be found in your I am. I am is the God power in you. Whatever you say I am to, you become. If you say I'm sick, then you become sick. If you say I'm broke, then you will remain broke. If you say I'm not able to do this task, then you won't be able to do so. I am is the name of God in you. For God told Moses, "My name is I am that I am." The great Muhammad Ali, before he became boxing champion of the world, declared, "I am the greatest." Ali recognized that God power in him, with him, and it was that power that shook up the world. Because we follow Jesus the Christ, there is an I am power in us that surpasses all understanding. I am gives you the power to decree a thing in heaven and also on earth. I am affirms no weapon formed against me can prosper. I am says you are made in the image and likeness of your Father, and whatever you set your mind to do, you can do it and you can accomplish it. Jesus reminds us that when you operate from the I am consciousness, these things I do, you can do also, and even greater things can you do. What are greater things? What greater things are you talking about, Jesus? Greater things means doing the impossible. It means doing what no others have done the way you can do it. It means doing things others say that cannot be done. It means putting your haters to shame. It means your enemies will become underneath your feet. It means your naysayers will turn surprisingly into supporters. My friend, you were born to do the impossible. For in the word, impossible is the word I am. It's simply I am possible. I am ready to write my book. I am ready to go back to school to get my degree. I am ready to be healed. I am ready to be wealthy. I am ready to be successful. I am ready to start my business and be great at it. My mentor and friend, Mr. Les Brown, always says, "You don't have to be great to get started, but you do have to get started to be great." Today, destroy the thought of impossibility. It should not be in your vocabulary. It should not be in your mindset or your consciousness. You were born for greatness. You were created by God to destroy the impossible. So go out today and live your dreams. Go out today and manifest God's glory into reality. You have been created for such a time as this to do the impossible. And after you destroy impossibility, after you accomplish your goals, after you manifest all of what God has in store for you, when people ask you, how did that healing take place? How were you so successful at your business? What is it that made you to become a success? Your response must always be, greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. To God be the glory. God wants to do a work in you to destroy impossibility. God bless you.